Hi, this is Smokin' Joe back on Lansing's Greatest Hits, 92.9 WLMI with Eric Kelly and Calvin Murphy. They are veterans of foreign wars, and both of them are on a special mission today. The fight continues. Eric, tell us about your background.
Hi, my name is Eric Kelly. I'm the vice president of The Fight Continues, which is a veteran 501c nonprofit to help veterans here in Michigan and hopefully across the nation soon. To be not only resource management, but to add transitional assistance to our guys that are coming home from war, not knowing what they're going to do in the future and primarily losing their identities. But in doing so, we also help veterans in many other different areas, as in what we're doing today down in Lansing. We're putting a roof on for a POW MIA widow. Her husband was taken in 1967 and putting on a roof so she can live out the rest of her life in peace and she doesn't have to worry about water leaking in or mold or damage. And so that way we can honor one of our brothers that didn't come back.
Calvin, I know you have a lot of passion for this project. Please share your military background with us as well.
Hi, my name is Calvin Murphy. I'm from Traverse City, Michigan. I'm a Vietnam veteran, served from 1965 to 7, 66 and part of 67. I served in Vietnam. United States Army, 1st Battalion, 44th Artillery. We were assigned to the 3rd Marine Division on the DMZ on Highway 9, for you brothers that remember that out there. I'm here because of Arthur Wright, who was from Lansing, Michigan, and I served with Art in Vietnam. He was captured on February 14, 1967. Over the years, I had found his family here in the Lansing area and kept up with him. And his wife is 82 years old now, very sick lady. And she needed a ramp, and Habitat for Humanity here in Lansing put that on earlier this year. And then she said she had leaks on her roof. I started researching, and I met a gentleman, Colonel Bruce Peterson, who is with the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation out of Gurnee, Illinois. He checked everything out. He says, go get what you want, and they are footing the whole bill for this project. We don't have to do nothing. We're just putting it out there. So I'm asking mainly my brothers from Nam. This is for one of our brothers that didn't come back. It's a small gesture for what his family sacrificed for us. And for us, it's hard. Excuse me if I get emotional. This is tough for me, but we need some help. I'm commuting from Traverse City. We're down to two guys today. Like to get it done and head home, but know the mission is completed. So any of you, if you can make it, come on out. Civilians are honorably welcomed also. So thank you much. Hoorah. And remember those POWs and MIAs that didn't come back, and especially today for Bo Bergall, who is being held by the Taliban. He's the only American soldier held right now since 09. So remembering. Thank you.
Obviously, Calvin and Eric, we want to rally support for this. Now, how do people get in touch with you?
You can contact me, or if you want to help out today, you can contact me at 517-927-1382. I say again, it's 517-927-1382. My name's Eric Kelly, and we hope to hear from you, and we could use all the help that you could support here in Lansing. All the citizens, please come out and give me a call and come out and help.
Eric Kelly from the Marine Corps, 3rd LAR Charlie Company, who went into Iraq in 03. And the Sunni Triangle in 04, who came out in 06. Calvin Murphy served in Vietnam. He went in September 66, of course. And then in February of 67 was the last time Arthur Wright was seen in Vietnam. And that's why we want you to rally around support for Uwe Wright, who is 82 years old, a widow of a Vietnam vet, MIA, Art Wright. Thank you so much for joining us here on Lansing's Greatest Hits. I am Smokin' Joe on 92.9 WLMI.